Welcome to Tuesday. It's 5:39, and there's been some significant things that have happened on this day in the world of sports. On this day in 1974, Hank Aaron hit his 715th career home run, moving past Babe Ruth.
Have you seen the
all-time home run?
Have you seen the video of that?
I know this is going to come as a hard thing to understand, but I saw a lot of the. I don't think the game was televised, was it?
If it was, it was probably a replay from the earlier in the day. But
okay, I remember seeing it the day that it happened. I guess it was on the news or something like that.
Well, the interesting thing is that, you know, if you've seen the video, you see those two young kids who ran out there,
yeah,
out on the base paths and were patting Hank Aaron on the back. Hank Aaron had to be freaking out at that point because leading up to that home run,
he was getting
hundreds of death threats. And racist letters from people that in no way wanted him to break Babe Ruth's record.
How asinine is that?
Well,
you know, and how far we've come as a society, because that's not the attitude now.
Not like it was. Certainly true.
There's still some idiots out there.
Right.
There's still, I mean, stupidity will never be squelched. It's always going to, you know, anyway. But I thought that was cool. Oh. And you're a big fan of the golf.
I watch golf occasionally if I need to take a nap.
Have you noticed that John Daly's looking a little thinner?
Was he on Nutrisystem or something?
He got lap band surgery in 2009. He also says he'll celebrate 6 years of sobriety next month.
Wow, really?
6 years? It hasn't been 6 years since they found him face down at a Hooters, has it? No. It hasn't been that long.
I don't keep track of John Daly's sobriety, so I don't know.
He was face down at a Hooters, like at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Time flies, you know. It could be 6 years.
Anyway. So in a recent interview, he says he still smokes 40 cigarettes a day.
He was a Diet Coke fiend, too, wasn't he?
And he has cut back to 10 to 12 cans of Diet Coke a day.
Yeah, that's still not very good.
As
we're finding out, diet soda has, you know, the stuff that's in diet soda is not very good for you.
Water?
No, not the water that's in it.
Caramel?
No. All of those artificial sweeteners and chemicals and colors and stuff like that.
Asper gum de flangbehang or some?
Saying that diet soda is worse for you than regular soda.
No, it's not.
That's what the research is showing these days.
No, I mean, for those that drink like 80 gallons of it a day or something like that, but I'm not going to believe that. Anyway, all right, so UConn won the tournament. Big deal.
The NCAA has to be very happy that the two teams playing for their national basketball championship, one was a program that was on suspension last year from the tournament and had a grade scandal 18 months ago. That's UConn. And the other is a school that has five freshmen playing that have no intention of ever finishing their college degrees. The NCAA must be very proud.
Yeah.
Don't care. They're just counting their money.
You think so?
The NCAA?
I guess
the NCAA is an organization that needs to go away.
So here is a counter to them sitting around like you think, the Scrooge with the little visors counting their gold coins. Shabazz Napier.
Yeah.
Point you want guard. To talk about his hunger? Would
yeah.
you like to talk about that?
Yeah, that's what I thought we'd bring up. He in an interview, he says that he supports Northwestern forming a players union. Because there are times he goes to bed starving because he can't afford food.
First of all, this is absolute bunk.
I believe so. He's on a full-ride scholarship. And you're going to tell me that he goes to bed hungry? I don't buy it.
Scholarship includes a meal plan. Just does.
I'm not buying this.
Now, Tom, you're a graduate of UWSP. Now, UWSP has an athletic department, but it's all Division III.
Right.
It's not big-time college sports.
No scholarships there.
Seth, you went to college, too. Your school is not doing big-time college sports either.
No.
My school, Syracuse, has big-time football and big-time basketball.
Yeah.
I know that one of the dining halls was set aside. That was the athletes' dining hall.
Oh, so you weren't even allowed to go in there and get the
where they had steak and the regular dining hall had chicken a la king.
Actually, on our student plan, you could eat at the special dining hall once a week.
Yeah.
Special little punch on your meal card.
I didn't read that Napier story. Why does he say that he doesn't have the ability to go to the quote-unquote training table and eat?
All right.
Well, he says the longer quote here is he says it's very hard for him to watch, say, the school sell its memorabilia.
Yeah.
His jersey, his stuff.
Well, there's no question about that.
And he says, and I go to bed hungry. And the I go to bed hungry part is just not true.
No, I don't believe that. Now, upset.
Unless with class and practice and everything else, they're not available when the dining halls are open.
Okay, then that's not a money issue. That's a get yourself scheduled better issue.
There's no question that these players are being ripped off.
I'm not going to say ripped off, okay, but I can agree that you're playing your heart out and you see...
making millions of dollars for your school and the NCAA.
You see jerseys with your name being sold on it and you get squat. I can understand why that would be aggravating. However, he does admit that he appreciates that they are getting a full ride scholarship. So it's not like they aren't being paid. They are. They are getting their education, which, if they would look at it, the value of it is far more than getting. Now they can have a choice: full ride scholarship or get paid.
This lawsuit isn't about getting paid. This lawsuit isn't about, and this unionization isn't about getting paid.
It's about screwing college sports.
No, the three things that they're asking for. We talked about this before. The three things that they're asking for are more medical services for concussions.
I think
and
they should
like
be.
That.
Yep, no problem.
And now I'm forgetting the other two, but they were not getting a paycheck.
They want hammer and sickle painted on their uniforms.
But union demands change from one contract to the next.
And that's what we said either, that once these demands are negotiated and everybody's happy, then the union's going to go, well, if we don't come up with more demands, we're obsolete and they're going to get rid of us. We're going to, let's go, you got to have meat on to...
Most of the pundits are looking at now is that the NCAA knows that this is a loser and they are going to negotiate the three things that these players want.
Well, I don't have a problem, especially when we're talking about medical issues. If you're playing ball for a college and you get injured, the college should take care of your medical issues A to Z, no out-of-pocket expenses, plain and simple.
The right thing to do is for the college to honor your scholarship if you can't play anymore.
I agree.
That was one of the other things. And the other thing was some sort of compensation for the people who are getting ripped off by the sale of jerseys,
the sale of memorabilia.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
If this was the private sector using somebody's likeness without remuneration is against the law.
No, they are getting paid. They're having their tuition and books and food, room and board, paid for.
And in exchange for that, they are performing for their school in the sport of their choice and going to practice and doing a lot more than the average student does.
Then if you want them to get paid, they don't get a scholarship. They can pay for their education.
We're not talking about them getting paid. We're talking about them getting remunerated for the use of their likeness, their signature.
Then they should just go play in Europe or one of the NBA D leagues until they can. Don't play in Turkey, where the bathhouses are swell too, by the way, and it's all good.
WSAU will be right back.
A couple in Michigan is being sued for $2 million after they burned down their apartment complex while trying to cook a squirrel with a blowtorch. I'm not an accountant, but it sounds like they might not have $2 million.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text news to 39327, and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.